y'all. It's Libby. Welcome back to the podcast. Today, I wanted to keep the podcast very light. I wanted to keep it fun and an easy listen because life's not that serious. And I think, you know, I think sometimes when we're constantly, you know, like pounding personal growth content, it's just, it's not healthy. It's not healthy. And, you know, I want my podcast to cater to my belief of that because as a reminder, you're not on a journey to fix yourself. And I do believe that there isn't anything wrong with you. I think, you know, we are all, it's just a journey. That's it. It's neutral. There's nothing wrong with you. Yes, we all, I think it's important to be proactive in learning how we can, you know, better love, better live aligned, better enjoy life. However, it's not a journey of fixing oneself. It's a journey of discovering oneself. And everything that you are already lies inside of you. And so, yeah, it's not a matter of fixing a broken human. It's a matter of uncovering the sublimity that you already are. I said I wasn't going to be deep or serious, and here I am. Whatever. But I would like to note that, you know, it doesn't have to be, and I don't think it should be serious all the time, because I don't think that that's what this self-discovery journey needs to look like. Because I've done the hardcore grind time, prime time fixing myself, and it's not the vibe. And, you know, I've learned to be a little bit more gentle with myself and laugh at myself more and laugh at my situations more and not be so quick to label things as good as bad. More so, you know, I'm in an uncomfortable season, or I'm in a little bit more discomfort, and I'm expanding my feelings of discomfort, right, my capacity for discomfort, or I'm slightly more comfortable right now, and I'm flowing a little bit more right now. And it's not so much that I'm good or bad, or things in life are good or bad. And the more I've moved away from labeling myself and my situations, I feel more at peace. And anyway, to get to the lighter stuff, I wanted to do a little episode about things that I've been doing lately that help me feel happier and enjoy life more and not take life so seriously, and things that boost my mood and fuel me that just are fun and flow easy. One of the things I started doing recently, I'm going to share three. One of the things is I've been doing monthly dinners. I think I posted about one on Instagram. I've only done one so far. I did one in November. I canceled the one I was going to do in December, which is when I'm recording this, because most people go home to see family. But we're going to do another one in January. But I've been hosting themed dinners, which is really fun. And I love cooking and baking and hosting and decorating. And then it's a fun, creative outlet for me. And so the most recent dinner I did a Ratatouille themed dinner. You might have seen the TikTok. There is a place in LA that does this experience, but it's like $250. So I was like, I'll make it myself and I'll do it for my friends. So I did a Ratatouille themed dinner. I spent like 5 hours thrifting my decorations. I decorated the apartment like a French restaurant. And I made little menus for everybody. And I did like a 6-7 course meal. And we all watched Ratatouille together. And then as you saw the food on screen, I brought it out and I made like these little chocolate covered rats out of cherries and chocolate. And And I made ratatouille, and I made this like salmon rice dish, and I made lemon pepper popcorn, and I really whipped it up, and I really threw down, and it was really fun. And so that's been something that has been really fun for me lately. I've also been, I think there's a big push in the industry of like self-help, whatever, of like do something hard the moment you wake up, like cold shower, pump weights, marathon, like, and I don't think that's so much for me. And so instead, I've actually, just because I am someone that has anxiety and I came off an antidepressant, you know, recently. And so I often, you know, I kind of have some relapse of the anxiety I was experiencing before I went on the antidepressant, where there's days where the moment my eyes open, I'm just anxious immediately. And I'm like, I'm not about to go take a cold plunge is really what it is. And so instead I've taken the opposite route, where what if I woke up and I did something that my brain can most easily enjoy, and it can say to my brain, we're gonna have fun, and life is fun, and we don't need to be afraid, and it's gonna be okay. And that's the route I've taken. And so in the morning I turn on my jazz music, and I light some candles, and I read. I've been rereading my favorite childhood fantasy series called Fablehaven. Author is Brandon Mull. Every one of my books is signed, because I'm cool like that. I remember bringing them in. They were in a potato sack bag with bamboo handles, and I was standing in the left corner of the auditorium when Brandon Mull came and visited our school in like third grade, I think, maybe fourth grade. And I was just like, oh my gosh, he's so cool. And he signed my books, and I was like, oh my gosh, he's so cool. So anyway, I've been rereading those books. They're actually really good. Like, I know it's like a middle school reading level. Like, I was definitely reading above my age at the time, but they kind of eat. Like, I'll be reading and I'm like, oh my gosh, like, this is crazy, like, he's gonna die or they're gonna mess this up. It's actually pretty good. So yeah, I've been going back to reading the childhood fave, and I'm having fun. So that's the second thing I've been doing. Third thing is what I call Livy enrichment time. And this is what Livy enrichment time looks like. Livy sits down, and you suddenly hear the faint voices of British accents and pots and pans. And you realize that what you're hearing is Livy watching the Great British Baking Show. Season 11, to be exact, the most recent season. And after you hear that noise, you also hear the sound of pages turning. And you hear, I don't even know where I'm going with this. I'm doing a paint by sticker, a sticker by number. A sticker by number. It's like a paint by number or a color by number, but you use stickers instead. So fun. I find it so meditative. I love it. I do my sticker by number. I watch the Great British Baking Show. And again, I might have some candles going, or if I'm not watching the Great British Baking Show, I have some jazz playing, or like a comedy podcast, and I do my sticker by number, and maybe I drink a little bit of hot cider or some tea, and that is Livy enrichment time, is what that is. It is fantastic. So yeah, I've just been I've been working on making time for things that I want to do, because, like, not getting any younger. If I want to, you know, whatever. I'm going to do my sticker by number. Get off my back. Like, whatever. I don't need to. It's just, you know, have fun. Do the things you want to do for funsies. Make time for those things. They matter. And, you know, I do. I work hard, too. I work a lot. But I've come to the realization that life ebbs and flows. There's going to be times where I work a lot. There's going to be times where I don't work as much. There's going to be times where I'm going to have a little more time for the sticker by number and times where I'm going to have a little less. But I think, you know, it all comes down to, you know, what is most important for me to prioritize right now, to take care of myself, to take care of my goals, and to take care of, you know, the connections and loved ones around me. So that's me. Those are the three things I've been doing that are fun and help me not take life so seriously and let me be creative or in flow. And yeah, hopefully that gave you some ideas or was just fun to listen to. Thank you for tuning in. If you haven't, please go to Apple Podcasts, leave a review on the podcast. I don't have that many. They're hard to get. So if you would take a second to do that, that would be awesome. And then also, if you want to watch the video versions of the podcast, I've been posting those on YouTube. And if you want to subscribe to the YouTube, do that. Links in the show notes. I post highlights and clips on there from the podcast episodes as well. So tune in. Tune in, baby. All right. I'll talk to you later. Bye.